Uh-oh, we have some mechanical failure.
What? No, it's this.
Hey guys, what's up? Sunday morning, Toyota Corolla Fielder Wagon. After heavy rainfall, the customer states that the vehicle suddenly begins to shake horribly, make horrible noise, and the vehicle stop. Let's go and check out what's going on. All right, here it is. Let's check it out. Hey, good morning, how you doing? First of all, let's confirm the customer complaint. Here we go. Hit start of the vehicle, here we go. I'm going to mash the accelerator. Holy shit. Can you hear that noise? Put it on drive. All right. Let go of the brake.
What?
Are you hearing that?
What?
Right now, put it on neutral. Shit. The vehicle tried to start, but the vehicle not moving. What's going on? Transmission, differential, motor generator. Let's hook up the scandal. Here we go. Now, of course, we're going to use the launch C reader for Toyota that we are actually going to give it away. So let's hook it up. Once I accelerate the vehicle and I'm not using the motor generator, it don't make absolutely no noise. So I'm having, oh, engine control module giving me a misfire. Why I don't have any check engine light? What's going on here? I want to see the data of the motor generator. It's somewhere around here. Oh, here it is. The motor generator number 2, revolution. I'm going to put the vehicle in drive. And let's see if it moves.
Oh, shit. This is really bad what's happening.
The motor generator is actually spinning, but look, the vehicle is actually not moving. You know what this means, right? Let me put it on neutral. Oh, shit. This is really bad. Let me put it on park right away. So we got a diagnostic. The motor generator number 2 is the motor or the main motor that actually drives the car. If the motor generator number 2 moves, the vehicle should move. In this case, the motor generator is moving because I can see clearly the live data in the scan tool, but the vehicle is not moving. That is telling us clearly that most for sure the power split device, probably the transmission, the differential, I don't know, something mechanical. So there's nothing we can do. This is a diagnosis. We're going to have to change the transmission. Once we take it out, we're going to have to open it up and see what's going on. So if you want to learn more, stick around for all this. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.